One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are things we see and things we don't. Sometimes what we can't see is what lingers the longest. Unexplained, unprovable, but impossible to forget. Imagine this. You've spent months traveling, exploring places filled with stories of the dead. You walk through the catacombs of Paris, past skulls stacked neatly in silent rows. You stand beneath the damp stone ceilings of the Edinburgh vaults, listening to tales of restless spirits. But nothing ever happens. No strange sensations, no fleeting shadows, no whispers in the dark. Until the moment you stop looking for it, and that's when it finds you. For two sisters, their journey through Europe had been filled with adventure and history. But in the final days of their trip, something shifted. It wasn't a ghost tour. It wasn't a legend passed down through generations. It was something personal. Something that walked beside them in the early morning streets of Dublin. Something that sat at the foot of a bed in a London hotel room, watching, waiting. What was it? A guardian, a trick of the mind, or something neither sister was ready to acknowledge. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Tony, I don't know what to make of this. My sister Kate and I have gone over it so many times trying to figure out if we imagined it, if exhaustion played tricks on us, or if there's another explanation. But every time we revisit it, the same uneasy feeling creeps in, the sense that something was with us. Not in the ghost tours, not in the places we expected, but in the quiet moments when we weren't looking for anything at all. We had been traveling through Europe for 3 months, sometimes alone, sometimes with friends. We were the kind of people who sought out the strange, the unexplained. Ghost tours, underground tunnels, abandoned castles. We loved the stories. But no matter how eerie the setting, nothing ever happened. Not even a flicker of movement in the corner of our eyes, not a single shiver down the spine. Then came our final days. We were in Dublin, just the two of us at that point, and our budget was wearing thin. We had booked a day tour to see some castles, and the meeting point was at a train station at 6:30 a.m. A taxi would have been the smart choice, but we were counting every dollar. The hotel concierge told us the station was about a 30-minute walk, so we set off at 5:45 a.m., the city still blanketed in darkness. I don't scare easily. I've always been the responsible one, the older sister. I kept my senses sharp, watching the streets, staying alert for anyone who might see two girls walking alone as an opportunity. but the streets were empty, save for a few distant figures. The occasional couple walking home from a bar, a lone man waiting at a bus stop, but no one close enough to matter. And then I saw it. A shadow. A person's shadow walking alongside ours. At first I assumed someone had fallen into step behind us, but when I turned to look, there was no one there. Just the empty sidewalk stretching back into the dim glow of streetlights. I must have hesitated a beat too long because Kate noticed. "Did you just look behind us because of that shadow?" she asked. Her voice was light, almost amused, but there was an edge to it. I swallowed. "You see it too?" She nodded. We both stopped walking and the shadow stopped with us. Three distinct shapes stretched out ahead of us, elongated by the lamplight. Two belonged to us. The third had no source. It didn't make sense. I thought maybe it was some weird trick of the light, an overlapping shadow, a reflection bouncing off a building. We decided to test it. We raised our arms. Two shadows lifted their arms, the third did not. I stretched one leg to the side. Two shadows mirrored me. The third kept walking. That was when we laughed, a nervous, uneasy kind of laugh. The kind you force out when something doesn't add up, when you're trying to brush off the uncomfortable feeling creeping up your spine. We kept walking, and so did the shadow. Always there, always moving in step with us, like it belonged. I checked behind us again. No one. The city was waking up now, more people, more noise, the sky beginning to lighten, and with it, the third shadow began to fade, dissolving into the brightness like mist in the morning air. By the time we reached the station, it was gone. Kate and I didn't talk about it much after that, not then anyway. Maybe we didn't want to give it power to make it real by acknowledging it too much. We joked that it was a guardian spirit making sure we got to the station safely. Maybe we wanted to believe that. Because the alternative, that something walked with us unseen, watching, choosing to be noticed, was too unsettling. And then days later, in a London hotel room, it happened again. After Dublin, we didn't think about the shadow much, maybe because nothing else happened, maybe because we told ourselves it had been a trick of the light or just our exhausted minds playing games. But then came London. We were drained, 3 months of traveling, long days, constant movement. We checked into our hotel, a small but comfortable place, and for the first time in a long while, we allowed ourselves to just rest. No rushing, no sightseeing, just sleep. Our room was simple, two single beds with a small gap between them, a TV mounted on the wall, and a large window overlooking the quiet street below. That night, we lay in bed watching some forgettable movie. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember rolling over, saying I was done for the night. I had barely closed my eyes when I felt it. A weight pressing down at the foot of my bed. Not subtle, not some vague feeling. It was real, heavy, solid, like someone had just sat down. The mattress dipped under it, shifting my legs slightly. My feet had been stretched out, see, and I instinctively pulled them back. "Kate," I muttered, eyes still closed, "what the hell are you doing?" Her voice came from the other bed. "What?" I opened my eyes. She was exactly where she had been before. Flat on her back, head propped against the pillow, the bag of chips she'd been eating still resting on her stomach. She hadn't moved. I sat up so fast, the bed creaked. The weight was gone. But I had felt it. I had felt something sit down. "Something just sat on my bed," I said, my voice coming out flatter than I intended. Kate blinked at me, half expecting me to be joking, but then she saw my face. I saw the moment. The laughter died in her throat. We both turned to look at the space where it had been. Empty. Nothing there. I wanted to say something, maybe laugh it off like we had with the shadow. But the feeling that had settled in the room was different this time. Heavier. Less like a passing presence and more like something that had been there all along. Neither of us spoke for a while. Then, as if to break the tension, Kate let out one of those nervous, breathy laughs and shook her head. "Okay. That was weird." We left it at that. I rolled back over, trying to push the feeling away. I told myself I was overtired, that I had imagined it. Maybe the mattress had just adjusted, the way old beds sometimes do, but deep down, I didn't believe that. Because there was something about the way the weight had pressed down, deliberate. Not like a shift in the bed, but like someone lowering themselves onto it. Someone who had been watching, waiting. And the strangest thing? I wasn't scared. I should have been, but instead I felt acknowledged. Like whatever it was had simply wanted to make itself known. No harm, no malice, just there. Kate and I talked about it later after we had returned home. We tried to piece it together, Dublin, then London, the shadow that had no body, the invisible weight at the end of my bed. Were they connected? Had something followed us? Or had it always been with us, just waiting for the right moment to be seen? I don't know, Tony. I really don't, but I haven't forgotten it. And I don't think I ever will. Thanks. Emily, there are stories of hauntings that come from places of history, old buildings, battlegrounds, places where sorrow and suffering have left an imprint. And then there are stories like this, personal, quiet, and unsettling, because they don't follow the usual rules. Two sisters travel across Europe, walking through some of the most famously haunted places in the world, and nothing happens. No flickering lights, no voices in the dark. But then, in the final days of their trip, when they aren't seeking out the supernatural, it finds them. A shadow that doesn't belong. A weight that presses down when no one is there. Could exhaustion have played tricks on them? Maybe. Sleep deprivation can do strange things to the mind. A phenomenon called the Ganzfell effect suggests that prolonged sensory deprivation or exhaustion can cause hallucinations. People seeing figures that aren't there, hearing voices just beyond the edge of reality. Or could the human mind be so trained to expect ghosts in certain places that when nothing happens, we let our guard down? And that's when something reaches out. Let's consider the alternative. There's an old belief that spirits, particularly protective ones, don't always appear in the expected ways. Some say they manifest not in full-bodied apparitions, but in glimpses, like an extra shadow walking beside you, or in physical sensations, a weight on the bed, as if something unseen has come to sit, to watch, to linger just long enough to be known. If it was something watching over them, then the question is, why? Did something see two young travelers making their way through unfamiliar streets and decide to walk with them unseen until they were safe? Or was it something older? Something that had been with them longer than they realized? Emily said she wasn't afraid. That might be the most unsettling part of all. Because sometimes the things we should be afraid of, the ones that slip between shadows, press into our beds and watch us sleep, don't want us to fear them. They just want us to know they're there. And now she does. That's the story for tonight. But what do you think? Coincidence? The mind playing tricks? Or something more? Let us know. And until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, but most of all, stay aware, because you never know what's walking beside you.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.